over there, Bill. So we'll see what that's all about. River Valley quarterbacks by Lucas Klein in the backfield, joined by Owen Jones. And we'll see a lot of Caden Plumley tonight and Keegan Heiser, Spencer Sack at the tight end. And along the line, Drew Radel, Blake Brickle, Will Stengel, Kellen Chose, Austin Carstensen is the center. I think you called it right, didn't you?
Yeah, it was a block in the back, yep.
Okay.
So I saw that from up here.
It's kind of like your, what's his name, is it Mike Pereira?
Yeah, Mike Pereira.
Who makes the call on the pro game?
Well, we just got our first update from Ithaca and from Ben Dooms, you know, the coach,
yeah.
The crazy coach down there. 0-0.
0-0. Well, thanks. Thanks for that update. River Valley with the penalty starting at its own 15-yard line. So starting with a little bit of tough field position on the opening play. There's the snap, whistle sound again. And this one?
The offsides.
Yep.
On the offense.
So it goes back the other way. That reminds me of Micah Parsons, you know, may have gotten in trouble for criticizing NFL officials, but he kind of had a point the other day.
Yes, he did. Yes,
he said
did.
The offsides is always on the defense in the NFL, not
right.
On the offense. It's rare.
Very rare.
You know,
what happened here was...
Actually, it is on the defense.
Was it?
Yeah.
Because he pointed the wrong way. But you can't have offsides on the defense or on the offense. And when they line up, especially linemen line up in the neutral zone.
Yep.
So
it is a first down from the 21-yard line for River Valley. There's the snap out of the shotgun. Running play left guard. Not much there. Smothered out is the running back on the attempted run off left tackle. And that was Plumley, I believe. And so River Valley loses a little bit back around the 19-yard line.
Yeah, you know, it's going to be a tough ground game, so you're going to have to get the pass open just a little bit, maybe in the flat or in the middle, to loosen that defense up because they're really tight.
Good point. And River Valley can do that. Klein's a strong quarterback, can see the field well, and they've had some big play offense through the air this year.
Yes, and they can explode at any point.
Two men wide left. There's a handoff running right side. Power off the right tackle. Spinning around is Owen Jones. He got to the 21. There's still a herd. They haven't blown the whistle yet. Now they will. Mark it around the 21, the 22-yard line area.
Yeah, it's a very tough run right there, but a very stingy defense to start out to.
We'll be getting some scores from Mr. Fabulous on the Filmy Flip Phone, sponsored by Y-Connect Wireless, here on WRCO tonight.
I'm trying as well to get some scores for you.
But you don't have a Filmy flip phone.
No, I do not.
Sponsored by Y-Connect Wireless.
No, I just have a flip phone.
You got a bag phone.
Oh, it works.
Third down, there's the snap out of the shotgun. Pass complete near the near side to Heiser, trying to get ahead, and he gets to the 24, and he's brought down short of the first down. So a pass behind the line of scrimmage, Henry, and it was snuffed out well.
And he had a crease there for a second, but give it up for Durant, Arkansas. They're very fast on the corners.
Fourth down and short for River Valley. They will mark it just short of the 25-yard line, River Valley's own. And the Blackhawks, they might be going for it. It would not surprise me.
Oh, really? Early and, they're about a yard away, Phil.
Unless they're trying to draw them off there, Hank. We'll see.
I don't think they are here.
Out of the shotgun, snap. Klein awaiting. Long snap count. Phil waiting.
Maybe they are, Phil.
And there is the timeout taken by River Valley. So we will bring the punting unit out after this timeout. No score gets underway from River Valley High School in playoff football from WRCO Sports.
Good oral health means better overall health. And Village Family Dental in Spring Green is helping the community get there. Patients are encouraged to brush twice a day, floss regularly, and visit the dentist. Village Family Dental even has a full-time certified orthodontist. People can schedule checkups, cleanings, or a free orthodontic exam. By stopping harmful bacteria before it spreads, Village Family Dental and Orthodontics helps protect more than just teeth. At Village Family Dental, good health truly starts with a healthy smile.
Richards Insurance, we insure your peace of mind.
What did Mr. and Mrs. John McKay, George Spicer and his wife, and Hugh Gray all claim to see in 1933? The Loch Ness Monster. While Richards Insurance didn't see the Loch Ness Monster, it did provide quality insurance for the community. For 90 years, we have served our community with quality insurance options. With offices in Reedsburg and Ithaca, we have the agents and expertise to serve you. Visit richardsinsure.com.
River Valley will go for it on fourth down. Klein, the quarterback, also the punter, and he moves ahead. He did look like he got it with that last effort. Yeah, they moved the chain.
Very good.
It's a bit of a gutsy call, isn't it?
But you know what? If you're going to waste the timeout, hey, again, we talked about it earlier. Give it all you got.
The River Valley moves the chains. The ball is marked right around the 27-yard line. First down tonight. And River Valley with the ball. Good to have some good ground control, clock control tonight. Plumlee moves to the near side along with Sackett. Klein out of the shotgun, handoff. They're going to reverse that to Plumlee. They like this play. He gets to the 30, still moving. Stiff arms one man then, hit pretty solidly at the 33 and driven out of bounds.
That young man's pretty quick.
Yes, he is. River Valley has run that play quite a lot this year, Hank, where they hand off initially and then they bring it back for Plumlee going the other way. And
five-yard pickup.
Yeah,
that's not bad.
They've had success off of it. River Valley will get into committee once again. 8:50 remaining in a scoreless first quarter. Underway in WIAA tournament action.
We got an early score, Phil, if you want it.
Yeah.
Fenimore leads Mineral Point 6-0 in the first round.
That's a rematch of just last week.
Well, yeah.
I was surprised when I saw that pairing. I'm like, they just played.
Yes.
Second down for River Valley and about 5 from their own 33-yard line. There's the snap to Klein, throws it. It's complete behind the line of scrimmage. Now spinning, trying to get a little bit of extra, is the receiver up to around the 34 after the catch. Jordan Gauger is brought down.
Maybe a yard pickup there, but they're still trying to spread that defense out to try to open up that running lane inside.
Grand Arkansas, pretty good-sized club. This tackle is made by William Weisenbeck, 220-pound, 6'2", senior. Playing defensive end.
Yeah, number 88.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's pretty good-looking athlete here.
Third down River Valley, third and about 3. That marked at the 34-yard line of the Blackhawks. Moving some guys off to the near side is Plumlee. Keep an eye on him. There's the snap fake to Jones. Now Klein back to throw. Hit as he completes it to Gardner. First down at the 40. Well played. Tackle made immediately by Miles Kurlewski. And the chains moved on again.
You know, first drive of the half, the clock's already at 7:30. So, you know, this is a couple first downs. That's what you need to do.
Yes, you do. Eat up the clock as much as you can. Gauger, that's a gutsy catch, too.
Yes,
you know, when you come over the middle like that, you're going to get hit, usually. First down, 10 yards to go for River Valley, right around its own 40-yard line. Klein operates out of the shotgun. There's the snap. Hand off, Plumlee going to the left side. Follows a blocker. Pulls his way to the 50. First down to the 49 of the Panthers.
I'll tell you what, he gets in between the tackles. And he's a slip. He's gone.
He took Blake Brickle as his date there. They went out. Man, Brickle threw a couple of blocks.
Nice blocking on the line on the point of attack. Nice job.
49-yard line of the Panthers. River Valley moving and grooving here on the turf at Gauger Field. So Klein will operate out of a long snap count, out of the shotgun, handoff, running play, right tackle, moving and grooving now is Jones, and he is moving into the 40, down to the 41-yard line. He's close to a first down.
Well, they're going to mark him at the 40, Phil. He's about a half a yard short.
Ellen Schoes.
A yard short.
Good block there, and the tackle is made by number 13, Owen Pickler. Second down and short yardage for River Valley. Looking pretty good in this opening
drive.
Yes,
they are. Gutsy call on fourth, on what is it, 21. They took a fourth down. So
kept the drive alive.
Yes, they did. So it's all four down territory from here. That's how I look at it.
Klein awaits the snap, takes it, hands off Jones, coming again to the right side, cuts inside the right tackle, moves to the 35, down to the 33. Another River Valley first down. Well done. River Valley moving the ball. And again, just ball control. Got to hang on to the football.
Yes.
On the, so that'll move it to the 33-yard line of Durand, Arkansas. Their varsity roster, again, is plumb full of players. Good numbers. Have to be happy with that participation. I think I've been to Durand once, maybe.
Oh, really?
I don't know about Arkansas. First down, there's the reverse again to Plumlee.
The double reverse.
Yep, comes to the 30, down to the 29, a gain of about 5.
So, and a lot of times when you get into these playoffs, Phil, you know, volleyball, baseball, football, and you get these teams 3 or 4 hours away from you, what kind of talent have they played throughout the year? Have they played the Prairie du Chiens and the, you know what I mean? That's another thing that you can look at. And I know there's probably no comparison to teams that we have here for.
No, not at all.
So, and that's another thing. How tough is their conference, you know?
I think they're in Eau Claire Regis' conference, so they're usually pretty good.
They are.
Checking down from the 31-yard line. There's the snap to Klein. Backs up, throws it to the left side. Caught by River Valley. That is Heiser, and he's near a first down again inside the 25 to the 24.
They're going to give him a first down.
Yeah.
That's the fifth first down on this drive, I believe.
Teams in their conference, Stanley Boyd, Nielsville Granton, Eau Claire Regis, Elk Mound, Osseo Fairchild.
They're usually pretty tough, too.
Ball Creek is tough. They lost to them. Mondovi, they lost to them. So, yeah, those are usually some perennial playoff teams.
Yes, they usually are. They are, and they're always somewhere mixed in the state.
River Valley's had the ball most of the entire quarter, down to 4:30 remaining here in the opening quarter. Hand off. No, Klein's going to keep it himself. Runs to the left side, puts the shoulder down, scoots away, stayed in bounds to around the 16. Good run. Picks up about 6 yards or so. So Lucas Klein, good to have that opportunity with a quarterback that's not afraid to run.
Yeah, and he's not afraid to run or get hit.
Second down play for River Valley as the play comes in from the near side. These quarterbacks get their steps in. They come all the way to the sideline and back in, and then they run the play.
I'd be done. I'd say, hey, I'm done.
Yep, that's it.
I'm done.
Coach, can I have a water? One play, me?
Yeah, I know.
Second down from the 16-yard line. Second down at less than 5 yards to go, it looks like. Klein awaiting the snap out of the shotgun. There's the snap from Carsonson. Hand off to Jones. He's tripped up in the backfield.
Tackle.
And tackled by number 66 for the Panthers, Cooper Yonke.
And that was a nice play. He slipped right off the block on the outside and just slipped right in to get him on the leg. So
Jones has been having success there, too.
Yes.
So the Panthers figure that out.
Third and four for River Valley.
Third down.
They moved it back to the 19-yard line.
They did.
Yes, they did. So he must have lost a couple yards there.
Like third and seven.
Yeah.
3:08 remaining in the opening quarter. River Valley continues on his opening drive. Scoreless ball game tonight here in the Valley. Klein awaiting a snap from center. He's back to throw. Good protection. Throws near side. Knocked away and almost intercepted. Number 10, Miles Kurlewski, almost got a pick on that one intended for Gauger.
Yeah, he was wanting defensive pass interference, but once someone touches that ball, it's fair game.
Uh-huh.
So
it was the right non-call.
It was the right non-call, yes.
Fourth down, I would bet they're going to bring in Mr. Osborne, who's a really good kicker for River Valley.
Number 7?
Yep, member of the soccer team. So he'll be playing tomorrow in the regional championship.
Oh, that's awesome.
Isn't that cool?
Yeah.
And he's a very fine kicker here. So Quincy Blakely is the holder. And Ron Osborne, the senior kicker, trying to kick the field goal here. There's the snap. Placement is made. Kick is on the way. And the kick is good. No, I thought it went, didn't you?
I thought it went, too.
They say no, it did not.
It went underneath the crossbar.
Really?
Yes.
It was an optical illusion, man.
Yes, it was.
So no good on the field goal. We'll be back with more in a moment. No score. 2:33 remaining in the first on WRCO Sports.
Please record your message.
Hey, it's me, your car. I hate to bother you again, but you hearing these sounds? Sounds like this and this. I mean, those screeches could be my brakes and those clunky noises. I have no idea. One thing is for certain, the team at TC Auto Works in Richland Center has the brains and equipment to diagnose and repair all my issues. They service and repair all vehicles, foreign and domestic. So call now for an appointment. 608-383-1700. TC Auto Works, Highway 14 East Richland Center. Call now.
At Rockwell Automation in Richland Center, they're more than a company, they're part of the community. Their team includes coaches, board members, firefighters, and EMTs. Neighbors helping neighbors. Now, Rockwell wants to connect with local nonprofit and 501c3 groups for volunteer and donation opportunities. If your organization would like to partner, call 647-9400. Rockwell Automation, ingrained in the community, dedicated to making a difference.
The Panthers come right out swinging here, Henry. They make a long pass, and it's complete.
Yeah, 51 yards.
Wow.
So we know what kind of offense they run.
Brett Brining, again, one of the better quarterbacks you'll see, but good job on the catch there by Weiss And it's first down at the River Valley 29 with one swing. Hand off for a running play near side. There's a flag, and the runner is hit and dropped behind the line of scrimmage at the 31.
That's going to be holding. Usually any time it comes from the umpire, it's going to be holding.
So a mistake for the Panthers will move them back. I'm sure they were working on that first pass play all week in practice.
Oh, I give it to you.
This is it, guys. We're going to run it.
So it should go. The ball should go back to the 39-yard line. Yep, and it does. So, because if the holding penalty be in the backfield, or it goes back to the line of scrimmage to mark it off.
Okay. So it is back at the 39-yard line, and Durant, Arkansas, up to the football in a drive starting out back at the 19-yard line, their own. Now awaiting a snap from center is the QB, good-sized quarterback, and he's going to hand off to the short side of the field. Running back pushes his way to the 35, and that's all he can get there.
Nice defense there by River Valley, stopping the, trying to rattle number six down, and they did. They did a nice job.
Yep. Havens with the carry. The tackle is made by our buddy Grady Graham.
Oh, Grady. He's in the band too, Phil.
Yes, he is. Grady Graham among the defenders for River Valley. Kellen Chose is there. Also, Drew Radel. The defensive ends include Blake Brickle. Linebackers are Owen Jones and Jaden Gauger. Jordan Gauger is back there. Keegan Heiser, Caden Plumley, Quincy Blakely, Sumner Knockreiner on the defense. Second down, 15 yards to go for the Panthers. Hand off a running play up the gut. They push their way to the 34, the 33, and that's about it. Short game.
They come out, Phil, they come out swinging.
Yeah.
And then they've ran the ball three straight times.
That's kind of surprising.
Yeah, it actually really is. So
you have success. I would have thought you'd have been flipping it, but now they may on this.
Especially with the quarterback they have. He's a pretty good quarterback.
We're down less than a minute. River Valley took all but a couple of minutes of this first quarter. Man.
2 minutes and 11 seconds, I believe, Phil, down.
When they started?
Yes.
So here we go. We're under a minute, and the clock rolling. Third down at about 13. Man in motion. Snap from center. Quarterback, good time. Rolls over the right side. He's going to gun it down toward the 20. Caught and bumped out of bounds. It's a first down for the Panthers at the 14. That's Jackson Weiss again. And he was the guy that made the grab on that long play before.
I tell you what, it was a dart.
Yes, it was a dart. So obviously the passing game looking better than the running game for the Panthers, and River Valley trying to cinch things up a little bit. That stops the clock with 24 seconds remaining in the first quarter. First down.
Yeah, I mean, River Valley is going to have to be on their toes here. They're going to have to defend run and the pass, especially the pass right now.
First down, Hank, at the 14-yard line of River Valley. 24 seconds remaining in the scoreless first quarter. There's the snap, handoff, running play left side. He's going to the five, pushing his way to the 4-yard line. Touchdown saving tackle by Sumner Knockreiner.
It's going to be a little short, Phil. It's going to bring up second down in inches.
Yeah.
Good. That's going to, we're down to 7 seconds on the clock, Phil. So.
Yep. That'll be the final play of the quarter, and we're going to step away and be back with the second quarter next. Scoreless, however, threatening here. The Panthers, after one quarter, no score between River Valley and Durant, Arkansas. WRCO Sports.
The Richland Hospital and Clinics is proud to offer personalized support for people with diabetes. Our team can help you set and track your health goals, practice fitting diabetes care into all parts of your life, and learn the knowledge, skills, and tools that will allow you to manage your care. Whether you are newly diagnosed or have been living with diabetes for years, we can help. Our services are covered by most insurance companies. Just ask to meet with a member of our diabetes education and care team.
A comfort in a time of need, Stafford Funeral Home. From our family to yours, compassion and dignity you'll find. Choices for you and your loved ones too. Planning means peace of mind, a comfort in a time of need, Stafford Funeral Home.
No score in the football game here at River Valley. However, the Panthers are threatening, Hank.
Yes, they are. Yes, they are threatening. And River Valley's going to have to buckle down here. They're going to have to defend the run and pass. And I know that sounds quirky, but you know what? The way Durant is throwing the football, you're going to really have to watch the especially the play action passes here.
So second down and short. As you mentioned, they didn't get a first down on that run, but they were close, and also close to the end zone. Ball is marked inside the River Valley 5-yard line, and awaiting a snap from center will be the quarterback, Writing. He takes the snap, whistles. And let's see. They're going to bring the call to the middle. I believe it's probably an offsides, right?
Yeah, offsides or false start, and it is a false start.
False start. So that's a break for River Valley.
Yeah, a break.
Let's check the Filney flip phone if we can here, sponsored by Y-Connect Wireless. Stratford leading Richland Center 13-0 in the first quarter. North Crawford 54, Hurley 6 in the third quarter.
Oh, I called that one this morning, though.
Yeah, you did. Fenimore 14-0 on Mineral Point.
That's kind of a shock, isn't it? Or
yeah, because wasn't it the other way?
Yeah, I thought it was last week.
No, maybe not, because Fenimore's at home. But I think it was Fenimore that won. It was a good game, though. Second down, man in motion, and then there's the running play. That's Weiss trying to get around the corner. He's at the 10, puts the shoulder down, pops up, and then moves to the 5, and he's out of bounds. So River Valley defense rising to the occasion. Plumlee and company knocking him out of bounds.
The third and 2, Phil.
So they got most of the penalty yards back.
This is a nice little runner back. He wasn't afraid to take a hit there either.
Well, he is more like a scat back,
yes,
isn't he?
Yes, he is. Kind of around your old Darren McFadden from Arkansas.
Is that who it was? Or was it Hank Bray from Pea Ridge?
Yeah,
something like that.
Only with the water.
Oh, yeah, there you go. They'll score. Third down for the Panthers from the River Valley 6-yard line. Long snap count. There's the snap. QB hands off. Running play up the gut. He spun around down at the 3-yard line of the carry by Havens.
No, I don't know, Phil. I think still at the 5. They didn't give him the first down.
He's not going to get it, is he?
No, he's not. It's going to be at the, looks like the 5-yard line.
It'll bring up fourth down, and now the Panthers have some decisions to make. Just joining us, River Valley missing a field goal of 39 yards on their fourth down play at this end of the field. And we'll see what the Panthers do here. Not too far from a first down, not that far from a touchdown. 1 yard to go. Ball is marked at the 5-yard line of River Valley. Quarterback Brett Bryden takes the snap. He's back to throw. Guns it to the end zone. He's got a man wide open. He puts the shoulder in across the goal line for the score. And the Panthers score first here at River Valley. Nice catch.
Very nice catch.
Nice grab.
Very nice play. He just separated the whole defense, and he was out there on an island by himself.
So the catch is made, and getting back now for the extra point try will be the Panthers. Let's see what they decide to do.
And you know, Phil, that the touchdown there, it was off play action. Did you see that?
Mm-hmm.
Drew the safety in, had the guy wide open.
Sold it well, didn't they?
Yes, they did. They're going for 2.
Are they? Okay. All right. They're heading to the line. The quarterback, Rydung, awaiting. He's got a man to his right. Man in motion. There's the snap. And a fake handoff, throws over the middle, wide open man, and it's in there for the 2. Caught by their big tight end. We talked about him on defense.
Yes, number 88.
William Weisenbeck makes the 2-point grab. And it is 8-0.
There is a flag down, and I know what it's for. It's excessive celebration. He spiked the football when he caught it.
Okay. That'll be assessed on the kickoff.
That'll be assessed on the kickoff.
8-0, the Panthers over River Valley early second quarter on WRCO Sports.
Unsportsmanlike.
Looking for a rewarding part-time job? Culbison is now hiring part-time trip drivers to transport school sports teams, field trips, and operate a weekday morning shuttle to Spring Green, starting at 4 a.m. Monday through Friday. Starting trip pay $17 an hour. You're paid for your entire trip time, including wait time. For more information, call Bev Lau at 647-4446 or stop by the Richland Center Culbison Terminal on Highway 14 next to TC Auto Works.
Cardinal Insulating Glass is proud to be a supporter of River Valley Sports. Cardinal IG is the premier insulating glass manufacturer in all of North America. The Cardinal IG plant in Spring Green has been in business in the area over the last 40 plus years. Cardinal IG is proud to be a part of the Spring Green community by providing a clean, safe, and desirable workplace for its team members, along with minimizing impact on our precious environment by producing energy-efficient windows for all.
Welcome back to River Valley. Hank, you got the score update?
Yeah, I got Fenimore 21, Mineral Point nothing, and I also have Amherst beating Lancaster 14-0 in the second quarter. So, and then you talk, and then 0-0 at the end of the first for Ithaca Wasika.
Good ball game.
Yes.
So the kickoff will be made by Durand, Arkansas after their score. 8-0 they lead. This is going to be a short kick. River Valley's going to get a good return from the 30 to the 35. Bumley spun around up to the 41-yard line before he's brought down there. So a short kick, River Valley. We'll see if they can make the most of it here with a good field position situation here. Last time they drove all the way downfield and couldn't get it done.
And ended up nothing. I mean, and that's a good, especially, I kind of figured after I saw Durand, Arkansas throw, that's what River Valley was doing. They're taking time off the clock
yep.
to give them, you know, they got to have better shot if they dry up the time.
Good strategy.
Yeah, 100%.
River Valley with the ball at its own 41-yard line. Klein will operate out of the shotgun. There is the snap. Handoff coming to Jones on the near side, and he's going to push his way to the 45, to the 46. Good coverage by Durand, Arkansas. And Jones brought down. Man from Durand, Arkansas, a little slow to get up, Jackson Pickler. He was the guy that caught that touchdown.
Yes. He laid the wood there.
Second down at about 6 yards to go. 10:30 remaining in the first half here at River Valley. Opening round of the playoffs. Doesn't get better than playoff football. We've had a great year weather-wise, too.
Oh, my goodness.
Second down, River Valley with the ball on its own 46-yard line. They're going to motion through, awaiting the snap from center. Now the quarterback runs to Plumlee on that double reverse, and Plumlee puts the shoulder down to the 50, down to the 49, close to the first down, Hank.
Yes, it is, a couple yards short. That's a nice play, and they have that thing figured out. They can run that from anywhere on the field. That's kind of neat how they do that. But, again, they're trying to give their ball to give the football to someone that's quick and can take care of it at this point.
Bumley's had some good nights this year, that's for sure. And with the injury, we're not seeing Ty Larson tonight. So figure that Caden's going to get a few more of the carries, and so will Owen Jones. Third down and about 2 yards to go, just across the 50-yard line. Awaiting a snap from center. There's Klein going to run it himself, going off right tackle. Puts the shoulder down, backs his way. I don't know if he got it or not.
I don't think he did, Bill.
Big wall of Panthers pushing him back. And now I think River Valley will use a timeout. Ball is marked right there.
I don't see a flag.
So the timeout will be used right here. 9:20 remaining in the first. Oh, referee timeout. Is it for a...
It's got to be a player or something.
Okay. Well, they're calling the trainer.
Oh, on the other side, yes.
Yeah, making their way over.
That's why they do that. So anytime after a referee timeout, always remember this. It's a 25-second play clock instead of 40.
All right. They're going to get it going here again real soon. Fourth down for River Valley. Well, they've gone for it in worse situations,
oh, yeah.
right? Just into the territory. Now, Klein's coming in. He's probably going to have to hurry here a little bit, isn't he?
I would think he is because he's kind of late.
Line judge has got his hand up already in the back.
That's
there.
10 seconds.
Up to the ball. Fourth down. Just under 9 minutes remaining in the second. Here we go. Klein. Yep,
they just called a timeout.
They're going to have to use a timeout. Too much time. Almost too much time.
Because, you know, a lot of people forget if it's an official's timeout, you only have 25 seconds
yep.
to snap it. So.
And River Valley... taking time before they get moved back. Want to think about this fourth down a little bit more.
Yeah, yes, and make sure they have the right play call, not rush. If we're going to do this, we're going to do it right. So that leaves with River Valley with one timeout left here in the first half.
8-0 the score. We'll be back in 30 seconds on WRCO and WRCO.com.
BL Signs, a full-service sign design company in Richland Center, specializes in creating all types of interior and exterior signage to meet your needs, from internally lighted aluminum sign cabinets to post and panel signs, LED channel letters, vinyl lettering, and more. BL Signs has you covered for your project, big or small. Call BL Signs today at 647-0149 to see what they can do for you. BL Signs, Richland Center.
All right, what do you think River Valley's going to do here?
Is it going to be with Plumlee, you know, or is it going to be a quarterback keeper?
I'm thinking Plumlee. We'll see. Jones
to
the right.
Goes in motion. Now it's going to be a simple handoff or maybe a misdirection on something.
Man in motion. That is Plumlee. He does get the handoff, and he's stacked up in the backfield and ridden back, and that's going to be a huge loss, and the ball will belong to the Panthers.
I think Durant, Arkansas, saw that too.
I think they might have been in the huddle. It's like they knew the play, right?
Very well could have been.
Wow. So the ball is at the River Valley 45-yard line. Good field position.
But if you're defending that field and you see him in motion, there's a good chance he's getting the football.
Yep. And I'm sure they saw it on film as well.
Yes, they did.
So it's at the RV 46 here, 8-0. Durant, Arkansas in the lead here in level one playoff football from WRCO. I'm Phil Nee, joined by Hank Gray. The Friday night roundup today.
It is a Friday night roundup. Beautiful night for football.
There's a snap. Quarterback shovels it to the running back, Weiss, to the near side. Puts the shoulder down, and he gets to around the 44, so a short gain. Good coverage by number 5, Quincy Blakely.
We have a flag down, Phil.
I did not see it.
Yeah, it's right in front of the coach down there.
That's right. You used your lens wipes on your glasses. You can see better, can't you?
Not really.
No.
I just saw the yellow.
What happened to your contacts, by the way?
I can't see very well at night.
Oh, I see. Okay.
There'll be a holding
on Durant, Arkansas. That's going to push them back 10 yards. It's going to be first and 20.
So taking it back to around the 44-yard line there. Oh, they got to get to about Arena for a first down now.
Yeah. That's a plus for Valley, though.
Yeah, it is. Back in the fold is Brett Brining, the quarterback. He's a senior, 6'3", 200 pounds. Good size for a high school quarterback.
Yes, he is.
So here
I'm thinking with his numbers, Phil, do you think some small colleges are looking at him?
I would think so.
I would, too.
Man in motion. There's the snap. Handoff, running play. Left side. He scoots through to the 50. Squirting out to around the 45, down to the 42. Big gain. Still about 7 yards short of the first down, though, but a nice run. That was Havens.
Yeah, they killed the clock, and I don't know what they killed the clock for, but
there was no movement of the chain.
No, and I think that's why he thought that they got a first down off that first.
Oh, I see.
A lot of officials don't look at the double stick. So,
oh, sure, they do start the clock now before the Panthers head to the football. Long snap count. There it is. Brining throws it. Caught here on the near side by Weiss, and he squirts ahead to the 40, down to the 38-yard line. Pretty close to a first down. Boy, he shoots ahead, doesn't he?
Yes, he does.
Deegan Heiser.
I tell you what, whoever handles the ball from Arkansas Durant, they're pretty fast.
They are.
They're pretty quick.
And this Weiss kid that had the long catch, and you know, he wasn't listed, you know, I had the stats. He's not listed among their stat leaders, but, boy, he's tough.
He may be now.
He might be. Yeah, I think he's getting in there.
What number is he, 11?
No, he's number 2.
Number 2, okay. Yeah, he's out there now in the slot.
Third down and about 2 yards to go. 7:20 remaining in the half. There's the snap. Handoff, running play. Oh, read well by River Valley. No, he got away, and he gets extra effort. Boy, he was right there in the hands of River Valley's number 52, Colt Neubauer.
It looks like he's down.
So a River Valley player, yeah, goes down, and we'll see as they call the officials out. It's going to be fourth and short, isn't it?
It is. It's going to be about a fourth and probably half a yard, Phil.
The play will resume here in just a moment after the injury time. 7:04 remaining in the first half. 8-0. Durant, Arkansas leading us here on WRCO Radio. Let's see here. Stratford 21-0 on Richland Center on the Phil Nee flip phone, sponsored by Y-Connect Wireless. Fenimore all over Mineral Point, 30-7. Amherst leading Lancaster, 14-7. And at last word, River Valley, I should say Ithaca and Wazika Steuben Seneca were scoreless, right?
Yeah, Greenbrier, if anyone wants to hear this, Greenbrier, Arkansas, and P Ridge are tied at 14, Phil.
Really?
Yeah.
That's good. We got to get some sponsors from down there if we're going to talk about it very much.
We may be down there at the Mule Jump next year.
Hey, I can't wait. The injured Blackhawk is Blake Brickle, and he's going to walk off under his own power, which is a good sign. But, boy, he's an important player for them. 8-6, Blackhawk leading River Ridge.
Yeah, that's a shock to me, but.
Oh,
Blackhawks pretty good, too, though.
They're both good teams.
They are.
Boy, that River Ridge team, you know, they come in sometimes at the playoffs at like 500 or one below.
You don't want to play them.
No, and they do well. They make a run. So the Panthers are going to go for it. They're in River Valley territory at the 36. They need less than a yard. There's the snap. Quarterback's going to keep it, and he pushes the pile, keeps it moving, gets the first down. He's loose. 30, down to the 25. Inside, now moving down to the 21-yard line. River Valley thought that they had the quarterback down, Henry, and he's tough to bring down.
He's a big boy, and he had first down in mind, and once the first down was reached, Phil, he was headed for the zone.
That'll mark it at, again, around the 23 of River Valley. Bill Mansky is not with us tonight. He said he had a wedding. I thought he got married.
I did, too.
Thought he was married. But anyway, he said he had a wedding. So that's where he's at tonight.
We saw another fan, John, over there.
Yeah, he's working hard. First down for Durand, and there's the snap. The quarterback back slings it incomplete. Man, that was like a relief pitcher.
Yeah, and you know, and to be honest, I think River Valley got away with the hold there on the corner when he cut in, because he was actually held on the cut. It was actually a slant, and he was actually held.
The receiver was.
The receiver was.
Okay. Yeah. Boy, that ball was slant, wasn't it?
Yes, it was.
He'd have a radar gun on that guy.
You wouldn't want to catch it anyway.
No. Like they used to say, Brett Favre used to break their fingers.
That's what I heard. Yeah.
When he would throw it so hard.
Didn't they have to tell him not to throw it so hard?
So. Ball at the 22-yard line, second down, 10 yards to go. Awaiting the snap from center. Hawks jump, but got back. Now there's whistles.
It'll be offsides.
So they're initially, River Valley's pointing the other way, saying they were drawn off. Let's see what the consensus is by the...
The official on the far line is pointing towards River Valley.
Okay. So after much discussion, going to back it up. They're going to say it is against the Panthers.
Nope. We're against Valley.
Panthers are backing up, though.
Yeah.
I think they thought it was against them.
Yeah, I did, too.
They backed up to the 40-yard line, and then they move it up against River Valley. Down to the 16-yard line.
Here's a quick, you know, trivia question for official. If you're going to throw an offsides or a false start, when you throw the flag, know who it's on.
Yeah. Sometimes that's...
Because that eliminates all this from the sidelines.
Yeah. And for us as announcers, sometimes it takes a long time to figure out what's going on. Second down, and there's a snap from center. Quarterback Roland. Roland throws down the run over the middle. It's tipped to the last minute and incomplete. Intended down the stream there. That was number 23, Jaden Gauger. What a play.
Well, what a play.
Bass was intended for number 11, Jackson Pickler. And if Jaden doesn't tip that, that's a touchdown.
That's a touchdown. Yes, it is. And I thought River Valley may have had a shot to pick it off there.
Takes the clock down to 6:04 remaining. 8-0 in favor of Durand, Arkansas, here in the first half.
So we haven't seen a kicker for Durand. The best thing for River Valley here is to force a turnover here, even on downs. So...
Defense will try to do its best. One man split wide to the far side for Durand, Arkansas. That's Ethan back. There's the snap. Running play. There's Weiss. He's got wheels. 15.
There's a hold. It's coming back.
Down to the 5. He's into the end zone. And they'll signal it initially a touchdown, but it's a hold, as Hank Bray said. It's coming back the other way. Jackson Weiss showing his speed, but it's not to be. Officials will bring it back. Some years, I think the coldest week we had this year covering the games was Richland County Fair weekend. So
I was actually gone that weekend.
Yeah. Early in September, it was really cold.
Really cold that night. Yeah.
And that's the only night, and then probably up until now.
But I think that was colder then than it is today.
Probably.
That's what I thought.
It was windy.
Yeah.
They're going to mark that back. We want to congratulate the Richland Center Ithaca cross-country team.
That's awesome, isn't it?
Yeah, they're making it to state, winning sectional tonight in Wisconsin Rapids. Congratulations to them. We are told that perhaps Molly Mace of River Valley will be running at state next week. So we'll get the full results later.
And they're going to go back next week.
I know.
To the same course, correct?
Same spot. No, it's not the same course.
Oh, it's a different course. Okay.
Same city, yeah. So they run at a golf course next week. I think tonight was at Assumption High School. Third down play from the 27-yard line after the holding penalty. Third and about 14 for the Panthers. There's the snap. Quarterback all over the backfield. Steps up strong in the pocket. Throws it over the middle. Oh. Incomplete. Just out of the outstretched hands of the intended receiver, Ethan Mack. Pretty good coverage by Quincy Blakely and the Blackhawks.
Yeah, he got behind him. But the coverage was still there. At least the ball was overthrown, but the coverage was pretty good even though they got behind him. So.
Fourth down, Hank. We'll see what they do.
Yeah, I don't know if they have a kicker. I don't think they do, Phil.
They went for two.
They went for two.
For the touchdown. So let's see here. Yeah, I mean, you're obviously going to go for it, I would think, but I was thinking
You're inside the 30-yard line. You're up 8-0.
Got to go for it. Fourth down again, 14 yards to go from the 27 of River Valley. There's the snap rolling out to the far side, and they're going to whip it over the middle, and it is going to be caught down around the 11-yard line. Let's see, the official saying it is a catch, but it won't be a first down, will it?
It's going to be close.
Taken right around the 11-yard line.
I thought he got hit late as well, Phil.
Oh, my goodness, I think they're going to give it to him.
They gave it to him.
Yep. So they say that was a catch, and they're going to move the chains, getting the ball down around the 11-yard line of River Valley.
I don't see any challenge flags.
No, there's not a challenge flag in high school. No. We'd never get done if that were the case. You know, there'd be some long nights.
I just got a score for Seneca. I'm sorry.
Here's the snap from center back to throw the quarterback over the middle. It's caught down around the 5-yard line. Spun around and then brought down Jackson Pickler.
426 left to go in with Zika. Seneca Weston Steuben is up 8-0 on it.
Okay. Keep this posted there. That last tackle was by Blake Brickle of River Valley. Second down, about 7 yards to go. 4:32 remaining here in the first half. 8-0. Durand, Arkansas Panthers in the lead of River Valley. They are up to the line again. All around the 8-yard line of River Valley. Man in motion from the far side. Snap to the quarterback. Gums it over the middle, and it is going to be down around the goal line, and it is...
And here comes the flag. They got an illegal man downfield.
Yep.
The ball actually hit number 60. So that's an illegal touch and an illegal man downfield. They can only do one.
Can't tack them both on,
huh? No, you can't.
So here comes the explanation by the official. I thought. He's talking to the River Valley sideline. Backs it up to around the 12-yard line. Tyler McClain, River Valley coach, out to talk to the official. So it's back around the 11. They did not explain the penalty, did they?
It was illegal. He just said it was an illegal man down for him.
Whistle sound. Play is stopped for a moment.
Legal man down.
Okay.
That one's declined.
And, okay.
A legal touch.
A legal touch, okay. So they did show us what it was.
Yes, finally.
Before the play started. 4:11 remaining here in the first half. 8-0. Grand Arkansas with a third down. There's the snap. Quarterback fakes it, rolls back to the 25, throws it. It's caught by the receiver down around the 11-yard line. He is spun down. Good tackle made by Sumner Knockreiner once again.
Knockreiner did an excellent job one-on-one there on the corner. He was if he didn't tackle him, he's going to score.
I think that happened once before. I think Sumner saved one earlier. Fourth down. Ball is marked right around the 11, 12-yard line area of the River Valley Blackhawks. So fourth down, let's see. No sign of a kicker. Brett Freidung, the quarterback, is coming in to have a word with his mates. And River Valley's defense trying to hold strong. 3:29 remaining. It's been a quick first half.
I tell you, well, that first quarter flew.
It did. Fourth down, River Valley digging in. Here's the snap from center. Quarterback rolls to the near side, throws across the field. It's complete.
Oh,
back
boy.
Around the 17. There's some opening down to the 10, down to the 5, and he's in for a score.
I don't see any flags.
So. Ian Haven scored, and they brought everything to the near side. They threw to the far side of the field.
The back side, and it was wide open.
It was.
But again, if you saw the play action, everything going to the right field, nothing was over at the left because everybody bit.
Lines up to be a 12-yard TD pass from Breiding. And that we'll see what they do. They go up 14-0 in the ball game. That score comes at 3:10 here in the second quarter. And, yep, they're going for two. Brett Breiding up to the ball. Backs off to take the shotgun snap. Going for two. There's the snap. Quarterback back looking all the way. Gums it over to the left side.
Oh, nice
down. Nice job by River Valley. Again, that was
11.
Mr. Gogger again.
Was it really?
Yep, Jordan Gogger makes the play.
Nice job, Jordan.
14-0. Durant, Arkansas in the lead. We'll be back with more in a moment. 3:10 remaining in the first half on WRCO Sports.
Dr. Terry Moen and his staff encourage the youth of Southwest Wisconsin to work hard and excel in sports as well as in the classroom. Positive participation in sports is one part of a sound educational foundation to build on for a successful future. Dr. Terry Moen, 784 North Cedar Street in Richland Center, is a proud member of the WRCO Sports Boosters Club. For an appointment, call 647-3222.
Hello everyone, Brian from Walsh's. Get your yard ready for fall with Select Ace Insect Killers, two for just $8. Break up those leaves easy with Ace Poly Tine or Steel Tine Leaf Rakes and save $10 on Select Paint and Exterior Paint gallons for your outdoors projects. Stock up now and tackle your home with and yard with tools and savings you need. And as always, we appreciate your business.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
14-0 in favor of the visiting Panthers. Here's the kickoff after the score. Taken by River Valley, and that is Plumlee. Good return to the 30, 35. Moving his ground to left. He's got a little bit of room. Down the sideline, he couldn't go all the way. That is Plumlee, and he will score for River Valley. No flags on the ensuing kickoff, and River Valley bounces right back, don't they?
That's exactly what they need.
Shot in the arm.
But he broke two or three tackles, and for sure he was down. Nice job by Plumlee. Very nice.
They'll give him right around about an 85-yard return for the score. Wow. We've seen a couple of those this year and here in River Valley. That's exciting.
By Plumlee?
Yeah. Different players, but boy, when your special teams can do that.
Yeah, that's impressive.
Takes the pressure off the offense a little bit. Osborne will be out to try the extra point. Blakely is the holder. River Valley trying to get within seven. Long snap count. Placement is made. Kick is on the way, and the kick is good. 14-7. That was a quick score.
Thanks. Quick score.
2:57 remaining in the first half. High school football from WRCO Sports.
St. John's Catholic School in Spring Green and St. Luke's Catholic School in Plain offer small class sizes, innovative learning opportunities, and a fun atmosphere for each and every student. The pre-K through 8th grade year of schooling is the stepping stone to a bright future for all students. Consider St. John's in Spring Green or St. Luke's in Plain. Happy to serve your children with a quality education and a lifetime friendship. Call 588-2021 or 546-2963 for more info today.
Julie's Tax Service is certified and ready to provide you with reliable tax preparation this year. Julie is a member of the National Association of Tax Professionals and has been an enrolled agent for over 18 years, specializing in farm, business, individual, partnership, federal, and state income taxes. With great service and an affordable rate, let Julie's Tax Service handle all of your tax preparation needs, located at 159 South Main Street, Richland Center.
A quick River Valley score, and it is 14-7. They're back in business. And Ron Osborne, after the extra point success, he's going to kick this one off. He's got a leg. Man.
Boy, he got a pretty leg. Doesn't he? He's down right there.
The ball is taken at the three, and he slipped down, and that's where they will take over. So that's, again, a shot of momentum for the River Valley
defense. My goodness. That's a huge, huge mistake. But here's the thing, Bill. I think Arkansas or Durant, Arkansas, will come out and get the second half kickoff. So we need River Valley to definitely make a stand here. Even come away with three if you can in this field position.
or not give up any more scores.
Yeah, exactly.
Obviously. 14-7, 2:55 remaining in the first half. And the ball is placed right around where you would try an extra point if you were
inside that.
Yep.
Inside the three.
So they will come out. The quarterback will be standing in his own end zone. And they operate out of their shotgun. So a mistake by the return man. Slipping down on the ball. There's the snap. And a handoff for running play. Up the gut. Pulls his way to around the five. That's all. On the play by Weiss. Several Blackhawks on the stop. Nice play there by Jones. Also by, on the stop there, Gauger. That'll bring up second down and about 8 yards to go. Clock running. 2.5 to play here in the first half. Pretty evenly matched teams. Durant, Arkansas has had a couple of big plays tonight. River Valley none bigger than the 85-yard kickoff return for a touchdown. Here's the running play to the near side, to the 8, to the 9-yard line.
I'm surprised that River Valley don't call a timeout and see what kind of field position they get.
Ethan Mack with the run for the Blackhawks, number 63. Ellen Cho sound the tackle. Down to 2 minutes. Third down play, ball at the 10-yard line. Durant, Arkansas's own 10-yard line. They're in tight. The quarterback will operate out of the shotgun. There's the snap. Backs off, looking, throws far side. He's got a man, and Weiss catches it. He turns upfield to the 20, and he is brought down immediately by Jordan Gauger, number 11. And that's first down.
Right at the 20-yard line. Nice throw and catch there. And, you know, the quarterback for Durant, he's got a gun.
Yes, he does. Sees the field well. And when you're tall and you can stand in the pocket, you can see the field a lot better.
I never knew that.
Me neither. But I've seen guys do it. Down to a minute 24 here in the opening half. A man in motion for the Panthers. He's going to get the shovel pass, and Weiss trying to break the corner. 20, 25, speeding to the 30. First down, puts the shoulder down, gets all the way to the 40. And they got a herd of people, and they finally push him to the 45, and he goes down.
Wow. That young man's quick, too.
Tackled by Sumner Knockreiner.
That was number two again. You said that he wasn't even enlisted.
I know. Yeah. I didn't see him, but he's getting a lot of carries, catches tonight.
From the timeout, Durant.
All right. 105 remaining in the first half. 14-7. They lead River Valley on WRCO Radio Sports.
Are you looking for the perfect Friday night fish dinner? The Phoenix Center and Richland Center has you covered. Every Friday, starting at 4 p.m., they serve up delicious deep-fried or baked fish. Dine in or take it to go. Open every day at 11 a.m., the Phoenix Center is still your local favorite for food, fun, and family time. From mouth-watering pizza to a night of bowling, it's the go-to destination for good times and great meals. Call 649-7469 to order from the Phoenix Center.
C.S. Lewis said, "You can't go back and change the beginning, but you can start where you are and change the ending." This is Darren Klingerman of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service at Richland Center in Muscadet. We encourage you to savor the moments you have with your family and friends, leaving you with few regrets in the end. And when the time comes to celebrate a life well lived, we'll be ready to support and serve you at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service.
Welcome back to River Valley after a timeout by the Panthers. There's the snap. Quarterback back to throw. He's going to gun one over the middle, and it's caught at the 30 of River Valley and brought down. It was Jordan Gauger hitting down the receiver, number 10, Kurleski, and the sticks move on. Boy, that was a big hitter. So they're going to move the chains.
Just taking time. And well, that was a nice throw and catch there, Bill.
Yes, it was.
It was really nice. It was a really nice catch. He fought through a defender, and
he did. River Valley didn't have it covered all that badly. First down. There is the snap. Quarterback back, and the whistle stop play.
We got a false start on Durant, Arkansas.
Any other scores on the Hank Bray?
Well, 8-0 over in Waseca, Steuben, Seneca. 8-0 Waseca, Steuben, Seneca at the half.
Okay. All right, thank you.
That's a good game brewing. 36-7, Fenimore over Mineral Point. Blackhawks still leading River Ridge 8-6. Lodi leading the Hillmen of Platteville 7-0.
Good ball game there.
Good ball game.
First down and 15. Ball is at the 34 of River Valley, and the Panthers trying to hustle it up. Now under 30 seconds. Weiss in motion. There's the snap. Quarterback rolls to the left side. Backs up to the 45. Guns it over the middle and incomplete. Intending it for Mack, and he was pretty well covered. Keegan Heiser was in the vicinity. Pressure up front by Grady Graham, and that makes it a second down and long. Does stop the clock with 20 seconds remaining. Play comes in from the near side for River Valley on the defense, trying to slow him down here. Flag will, or the ball will be put around the 34-yard line again for second down. 15 from the 34 of River Valley. Brett Bryden, the quarterback, takes the snap, backs up to his 45-yard line, and now he's going to whip one all the way to the end zone, up in the air, tapped around it. It's going to be almost intercepted by River Valley.
Touched twice by the Valley kid.
Yeah, that was Quincy Blakely on the backside, and who hit it initially? That might have been Heiser, but boy, that ball went up in the air, and River Valley almost got the interception.
Yes, they did. And he had a wild run, too, if he had it.
Yeah, it was Keegan Heiser back there and Caden Plumley. Quincy Blakely almost caught the tip. Pass intended for number 10, Kraleski. So third down. Again, ball around the 34-yard line. So here they come to the line of scrimmage. Two men wide to the near side, one to the far side. And again, a single running back. There's a snap to the quarterback. Backs up to the 45 again. And River Valley comes after
him.
They've spun it. They got him. Quarterback sack for Aiden Hill, number 13. Way to play.
Timeout, Phil, from Duran, Arkansas.
Down to a second left in the half in the timeout. They will talk about a play. We'll be back in 30 seconds with the conclusion, we think, of this first half. And it's 14-8 in favor of the Panthers over River Valley and WRCO Sports.
Are you looking for unbeatable deals? Check out Wisconsin Surplus Online Auction, your go-to for scoring big from the comfort of your home. Bid on state and local municipal surplus with new auctions posted daily. From cars, trucks, boats, and tools to collectibles, jewelry, equipment, and even firearms. You never know what you'll find. Head over to WisconsinSurplus.com now so you don't miss today's treasures. And don't forget to follow Wisconsin Surplus Online Auction on Facebook for updates and featured items. Happy bidding.
Last play of the first half. There's the snap from the Valley coming after him. They're going to bring him down again. Aiden Hill up in the air.
35-yard line.
On the fourth down play, River Valley defense fired up, and that's what they should be. Wow. What a nice play.
Fourth and 55.
So. Yeah, after that.
We don't have a play for fourth and 55.
Last play of the half. Good ball game brewing here in River Valley. It's 14-7. In favor of the visiting Arkansas, Durant, Arkansas Panthers, and the River Valley Blackhawks. We'll be back with more of the Dairyland Transportation High School Sports Update is coming up. And then Hank Bray will return. We'll have some more scores for you and more here at halftime on WRCO Sports.
Welcome to the Dairyland Transportation High School Sports Update. Dairyland Transportation of Richland Center knows what it takes to meet the needs of customers in a fast-paced world. It's similar to the commitment high school athletes make. Dairyland Transportation is proud to salute all high school athletes with the Dairyland Transportation High School Sports Update.
The WIAA Fall Sports Tournament continues tomorrow in soccer. River Valley will be in action at home against Brookfield Academy. And Richland Center will play at Amherst in Level 2. Both of those teams locally scored wins on the opening night of their games in the tournament. Tomorrow in WIAA Tournament Volleyball in Division 5, Southwestern will be at Argyle and Belmont at Pecatonica. Barneville will host Chesterton Academy of Milwaukee. Also, it will be Royal meeting DeSoto and Waniwak Center traveling to Highland. And it will be River Valley in action at Mineral Point tomorrow night. The fourth-seeded Blackhawks playing the number one Pointers. And the Richland Center Hornets, seeded number three, will play at number two Luther in Onalaska. Viroqua, the number one seed, will host Aquinas coming up on Saturday night. Mineral Point and River Valley and Darlington and Marshall in the bottom part of the bracket. Marshall, the location for the Redbirds, taking on Marshall during WIAA Regional Championship Volleyball Saturday night. We'll have more of the Dairyland Transportation High School Sports Update coming up next.
KJ Cold Storage is a warehouse that is locally owned and operated, located in southwest Wisconsin, and is ready to take in and store products in need of refrigeration. KJ Cold Storage is committed to providing a safe, sanitary, and secure storage space. The 50,000 square foot refrigerated facility features 7,680 pallet positions ready to fill and three loading docks to keep drivers moving. Call 739-5085. KJ Cold Storage, all your needs for cold storage.
Travis Wilson joins us for week number 10 of the high school football schedule. The playoffs are underway, and of course we watched you. You know, you're a big time star now on the TV again, Travis, on Saturday. How did that go?
Went really well. Thanks to the WI State Network and Nick Cabert from WQOW in Eau Claire for having me in studio up in Eau Claire to break it down. It's the third year I've done it, so fun experience to be able to get up there and just talk about high school football.
So what kind of feedback have you gotten so far?